This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Salads aren't always thought of as comfort food. Sure, maybe you get an awesome sweet or savory dressing that makes the leafy contents more fun, or you load up enough croutons that it feels like you're eating a sandwich with extra crusty bread. But what if salad was a luxurious and satisfying meal? The Seinfeld character Elaine knew what she wanted when it came to salads. Here she is talking to a waitress in a 1994 episode called The Big Salad.
How about a big salad? A big salad? You see?
Just tell her what you want. They'll make it for you.
It's a salad, only bigger, with lots of stuff in it.
I can bring you two small salads.
Could you put it in a big bowl?
We don't have big bowls.
All right, just give me a cup of decaf.
We have Sanka.
You could join in at 800-642-1234. Can salad be a meal for you? What goes into your salads? Are they the main event at your table? Or do you need some advice on making your salad bigger and more fun? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Kat Ashmore is the chef, recipe developer, and digital creator behind Kat Can Cook and the social media sensation of Hungry Lady Salads. Her new cookbook has those salads and a lot more. It's called Big Bites, wholesome, comforting recipes that are big on flavor, nourishment, and fun. Kat, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hello. So good to be here with you.
Now, before we dig into the salads, that's just one chapter we're going to focus on here. But tell us a little bit about your approach to food. What I'm reading, I like it. It seems like a lot of fun. Tell us about it.
I don't believe in either or. I believe in more. And what that means is I don't think that you should have to choose between eating tortilla chips or eating lettuce. I think you can do it all. And so my approach is really about abundant, flavorful, nourishing food that just happens to be good for you. But most importantly, it's delicious. And it's stuff that hopefully your families will all enjoy. I like to make one meal for my families at dinner time. And that's really important to me because I think as busy moms, we have enough to do. We don't need to be short order cooks.
And then reading through your recipe ingredients, I'm like, yeah, this is all pretty healthy stuff. But I think sometimes people think health food and it's like, what am I sacrificing? What am I leaving out? How much not fun am I going to have? But your recipes, I'm looking at pictures of them. I'm looking at the final products. It sounds like really fun and satisfying.
They absolutely are. And, you know, my father used to say that you knew something was good for you because it didn't taste like anything. And so I took it as a personal challenge after culinary school to change his mind about that. And I think that my approach has served a lot of people really well because we are looking at adding a lot of stuff to our meals. We're building a ton of flavor. So anytime we're cutting back on the sugar or cutting back on the fat, we are putting in flavor. And so no one is going to feel like they are sacrificing anything with these recipes.
Now, your Hungry Lady Salad concept took off on TikTok, among other social media platforms. Could you talk about the origin of Hungry Lady Salads and how they got so big?
Oh, yeah. The Hungry Lady Salad. You know, I found myself, it was the first week of January in 2021, and I was kind of looking around. It was the new year, new you time where everyone is thinking about how can I drop a few pounds? How can I feel better in my clothes, have more energy, sleep better, all of those kinds of things. And it seemed to me that there were places to go if you wanted to be on a specific diet. Say you were paleo or keto, or you were practicing veganism. It was very obvious where you could go for those, that type of inspiration. And I found myself saying, but what about all of the people like me that just want to eat well, you know, that just want to eat better, that aren't going on a diet. They just want to eat better. So the Hungry Lady Salad was my answer to that. And it felt like a space that I was very ready and capable of stepping into. And these were big salads and are big salads that have a lot of stuff going on in them. They're going to keep you really satisfied throughout the afternoon. We're not talking about a piece of iceberg lettuce and a couple of old tomatoes. You know, these have a lot of layering, a lot of flavor, homemade dressings. And oftentimes you can meal prep them on a Sunday or a Monday and they will keep in the fridge all week.
talking to Kat Ashmore. Her new cookbook is called Big Bites, Wholesome, Comforting Recipes That Are Big on Flavor, Nourishment, and Fun. We're going to focus on salads and her concept of Hungry Lady Salads, a whole chapter in the book. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think of eating salad as a chore, a way just to get a little bit of green in that food? Or are you excited about salads? Do you put lots of cool stuff in them? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Kat, I will admit, you mentioned a homemade dressing that goes with all your salads here. I have this like weird mental block where I think, oh, homemade salad, that's super fancy and complicated. I know it isn't really. And in reading your recipes, that, you know, it would take like 30 seconds to make a lot of these dressings that you're making. Make the case for making our own dressings.
It makes all the difference in the world. I always say to people when they say, where should I start? I want to start cooking more in the kitchen. Where should I start? I say, make a salad dressing. That is something that is low effort, high reward every time. It's going to make dipping veggies into it more pleasurable. Oftentimes, you know, you can dunk everything from crispy chicken in there to pouring it over tacos or adding it to sandwiches as a spread. But really, it's utilizing the things that you already have on hand oftentimes, right? So great salad dressing, I look at it like a story. It's a cast of characters. Everyone is bringing out something else in the other characters involved, right? You've got spicy, sometimes sweet, salty, tangy, crunchy, acidic, and it all just works together.
You've shared a couple recipes with us. We've got them up at WPR.org/food. Let's check one out now. This one sounds great. Roasted cauliflower salad with sesame date dressing. You know, I like salad. I like roasted cauliflower. I don't really think about putting roasted cauliflower in a salad. Tell us about this recipe.
I love to hear that. That's usually what people say. Oh, wow. I never would have thought to do that. And that's what I love to do. I love to take ingredients and foods that are familiar, but just use them in a different way. So, you know, during the winter time, I think a lot of us still want to have those heartier dishes. And oftentimes that means components of the recipe that are cooked. So we have chickpeas in there for protein and fiber. We've got cauliflower that is roasted and caramelized. And then we've got the fresh green component. And the sesame date dressing is really, really spectacular. It's naturally sweetened with dates. You just whiz it all in a blender and you will impress yourself every time.
Now, I want to focus on something you mentioned earlier. You mentioned you're cooking for kids a lot. I'm a parent, and mostly my kids are pretty good about eating veggies, but there were some, you know, battles. How do your kids respond to these, you know, wild salads with all this stuff in them, including lots of veggies, obviously?
You know, it's hit or miss. Sometimes they will pick some stuff out of the salads and then just keep the stuff that they know that they like to eat, whether it's celery or cucumber or the lettuce, which I still consider a huge win. But I will tell you, sometimes I will make a salad dressing and a salad, and if they really like it, they will go back for 2-3 helpings of the salad. And I just turn to my husband and I say, I want every single family to experience this, because you know, nothing feels better than when your kid not only eats a nutritious meal, but goes back for second and third helpings.
Have you ever had the exact opposite experience? Because I've got, I mean, it's legendary. The day of I made celeriac slaw, you know, celery root.
Oh, yeah.
I found this recipe. Oh, yeah. I didn't even like it that much. This is the only food ever where my kids, it hit their tongue and they spat it right out. It was so, so bad. Have you ever had that big fail with the kids?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have. Absolutely. I made a recipe last night, and William, my 7-year-old, his exact words to me were, this is not your best work. Yes.
Oh,
not your best work. I know.
Is he watching cooking shows or something? That sounds like a bad review from not like Gordon Ramsay, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty hilarious. And he's like, I'm sorry. It's true. It's not your best work. And, you know, he was kind of right. It's a recipe that I'm testing for my next cookbook. And, you know, I always say, yes, I worked for Martha Stewart, but the hardest critics I've ever had are my kids.
All right. Let's get back into some salad ingredients. One tip, you've got some secret weapons that you have in the kitchen. One of them is one of my favorite, quick pickled red onions. For people who haven't done this, talk us through how to quick pickle a red onion and what we're going to do with it.
Oh, they're so good, aren't they? Yeah. They are just these secret weapons, I call them, are these little flavor bomb condiments that you have in the fridge that just add so much depth and flavor to anything you put them on. So they're really beautiful because we're using red onions. So you get that really pretty, like bright pink magenta color as they start to pickle. And you just do a really quick pickling brine, which has to have some kind of acid, a little bit of sugar, and then water at its most basic sense, some salt as well. I like to add pink peppercorn sometimes, some herbs, but you can keep it super simple. And then you just add that hot liquid that you have brought down a little bit to like a warm temperature to the onions. And then you just put them in your fridge and you give it some time and let them do their thing. And they will be really, really bright and tart and a little bit sweet. And they're great on everything from burgers to tacos to egg salad, scrambled eggs, you name it.
Kat Ashmore is with us sharing some of her best work. We're getting into the Hungry Lady salads and more from her new cookbook. That cookbook is called Big Bites, wholesome, comforting recipes that are big on flavor, nourishment, and fun. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions for our guest about how to make boring salads less boring? Are you a big salad fan yourself? Do you do salad as the meal ever? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. By the way, find a couple recipes from Kat at WPR.org/food. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Kat Ashmore, chef, recipe developer, and digital creator. We're talking about Kat's popular Hungry Lady salads. You can find those salads and more in her new cookbook called Big Bites, wholesome, comforting recipes that are big on flavor, nourishment, and fun. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Don is with us in Bayfield County. Hi there, Don.
Hey, Don here. Say, when I grew up, I'm 65 years old. And my parents never bought any salad dressing from the stores. They always make their homemade.
And did you have favorites you remember, Don?
Italian, mm-hmm. Olive oil, vinegar.
Sounds great, Don. Thanks for sharing that. And a
you
good
have
salad
some
dressing.
Smart parents. Yeah. You have some smart parents.
And a salad dressing can be that easy, right? Olive oil, a little vinegar, maybe a little bit of spices, and you got yourself a dressing.
Yep. I think we tend to overcomplicate it. There's no need. I love it.
Thanks a lot for sharing that, Don. Jessica is with us now in Mauston. Jessica, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, I'm just curious what her thoughts are on the keto diet. So I am 48. I am in early stages of menopause because of a hysterectomy. So I've been very strict on sugars and carbs, and I find it very hard to regulate my weight and still keep a healthy diet. I eat a lot of fruits, and what carbs I do eat are first thing in the morning. So I just like to hear her thoughts on that.
Jessica, thanks for the call. Now, Kat, you briefly mentioned keto, but saying your focus is not on a particular diet. I'm not that familiar with keto myself. Do you have thoughts on things that Jessica can do to make a keto diet, I don't know, more fun, interesting, tasty, and maybe still healthy?
I do. You know, I think that there are varying levels of these diet plans. So if you're doing strict keto, then that means no fruits, very little vegetables. I mean, it's almost bordering on the carnivore diet. It doesn't sound like that's the kind of thing you're following, which I think is great news. You know, ultimately, I think in order to be consistent with anything, you have to find a way to enjoy it. And like my recipes, for instance, you will find a lot of my recipes are low carb, not intending to be low carb, but just naturally low carb because of the fact that we are really celebrating a lot of produce, you know, beautiful vegetables. We're celebrating a lot of different kinds of proteins. So these recipes are more naturally low carb when they are low carb, but I think you're going to find that there is a ton of stuff that is still going to work for you.
Thanks a lot for the call, Jessica. And Kat, getting back to the philosophy of your, not just salads, but your whole cookbook, you're not saying I'm following one path and like these really strict rules. There's a lot of moderation, but there's a lot of, lot of room to play around with different stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, one of my salads, you're topping it. It's the barbecue ranch chopped salad. And you're topping it, I mean, not only with barbecued beans, but with tortilla chips. So it is truly not choosing between chips and salad. I mean, sometimes we're even eating them together.
Thanks again for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Kat Ashmore. Her new book is called Big Bites, Wholesome, Comforting Recipes That Are Big on Flavor, Nourishment, and Fun. We're mainly focusing on the chapter about her hungry lady salads. Back to your calls. Mark is with us in Milwaukee. Mark, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to bring up, Mark?
Hi. I just tuned in, and I'm making a salad now, actually. I've been a vegan for 39 years, and so I make a salad pretty much every night. And I've been experimenting with, instead of using your normal store-bought dressing, I've been experimenting with putting things like cinnamon and just sprinkling water on top. But my key, I think, is to have the crunch in the salad. So I always throw beets in, peanuts, sunflower seeds, cucumbers, tomatoes, and all that stuff, raisins. And so a lot of my salad is not just the lettuce and spinach and whatever I throw in, but the crunchy stuff.
Mark, thanks a lot. Yeah, I love having, can't get enough of that crunchy stuff in salads, Kat. What are your other favorite crunch ingredients?
I agree. I'm big on the crunch, that's for sure. Well, I just mentioned tortilla chips, which is kind of fun, but it's not a staple. There are inherently crunchy vegetables, which I will add almost primarily for the sake of crunch, things like, you know, bell peppers or some celery or fennel or things like that. But I love to do toasted nuts. I think also using toasted walnuts in a salad dressing is really lovely. You just blend it in the blender with everything else and you've got a little bit of texture still. It's nice and creamy. Doing different kinds of seeds, absolutely. But even doing something like a savory granola or some crispy chickpeas that you just toss on a baking sheet with a little olive oil and salt. I can make pretty much anything crispy. I think crispy is a great texture to have in a salad.
Mark, thanks a lot for that call. Nancy joins us now in Milwaukee. Nancy, hi.
Hello, hello. I very much like the taste of sweet sour pickled beets. And I noticed that in the supermarkets, they cost quite a bit more than ordinary canned beets. So I'm wondering if I can buy the cheaper canned beets, pour off that liquid, and put on some kind of a brine to turn them into pickled beets. And do you have such a brine that I could very quickly make?
Well, and Nancy, before we throw this to Kat, would you be open to, you know, buying beets, cutting them up and pickling them? That's you can quick pickle those in the fridge. Oh, I think we lost Nancy. Okay, Kat, your thoughts on either converting canned beets or taking fresh beets and turning them into pickled beets?
I would say 100% you are going to be spending more money the more work that they are doing for you. So I would do a very similar brine as my pickled onions. That is a universal, you know, pickling brine. So as long as you've got some kind of vinegar in there, I usually just use a plain white wine vinegar. You can do apple cider and a little bit of sugar, a little bit of salt. You're going to be good to go. Water, of course. It's actually quite simple. Once you know how to pickle one vegetable, you know how to pickle them all.
Nancy, good luck to you. I'm nuts about pickled beets. So I'm right there with you, Nancy.
Yeah.
Rolf joins us now in Boyceville. Rolf, hello.
Hi there. I just wanted to comment on how a guy that has never cooked and does a salad once in a while.
Ooh,
what's your secret, Rolf?
I take one head of romaine lettuce, chop it up on a cutting board until I can eat it with a spoon, and I take about 6 whole mushrooms, chop those up, put them on a dinner plate, and then I warm up 1 cup full of spicy hot chili and dump it on top, and I eat it.
Excellent.
I love it. That sounds hearty.
Rolf, thanks for that. That's pretty outside the box, mixing chili into a salad, Kat. I don't know if I saw anything in exactly that neighborhood in your collection of salads.
Very creative. I mean, the closest thing would be the barbecue beans on the barbecue ranch salad. So that's not too far away.
Thanks a lot, Rolf, for the call. Oh, I want to check out, before we run out of time, Kat, the other recipe you shared with us. We had that roasted cauliflower salad. Now we've got this shaved Caesar salad with fennel and, crispy chickpeas.
Yes, I love this one so much. It is very near and dear to my heart. I think everyone loves a Caesar salad. Almost everyone loves a Caesar salad. So I knew that I had to have a rendition of a Caesar salad in here. The fennel adds some nice crunch. It adds a little bit of that anise flavor, which kind of just makes it feel a little bit more sophisticated. And then the crispy chickpeas are a brilliant way to get a bit of crunch and to get some protein if you don't want to add something like chicken. Though, honestly, you could just throw chicken on this as well, too, and it would be delightful.
Now, just our last few moments, Kat, I know you're constantly experimenting with new recipes. What is in your laboratory right now?
Oh, so at the moment, I am working on, I'm calling it an Italian stuffed cabbage soup. So it's got lots of ground beef and garlic and tomatoes and rice and cabbage and Parmesan. It's really, really hearty and really delicious. I think that'll probably be in my next book.
Excellent, Kat. We'll talk to you again when that comes out. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sounds great. Loved being with you. Thank you.
That's Kat Ashmore, the chef, recipe developer, and digital creator behind Kat Can Cook. And we talked to her today on this week's edition about Hungry Lady salads that come from her new cookbook. It's called Big Bites. Wholesome, comforting recipes that are big on flavor, nourishment, and fun. You can find two of those salads at WPR.org/food. The shaved Caesar salad with fennel and crispy chickpeas we were just talking about, plus the roasted cauliflower salad with sesame date dressing. Again, find those at WPR.org/food. And if you have any favorite salad secrets to share, you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org.